This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Bob Komsic.
Good afternoon, and just under 6 hours until you run out of time, because as Maria mentioned on the news there, the malls close their doors at 6 o'clock. But have I caught you now behind the wheel, searching for that, what do we call it, holy grail of presents? Well, I admit I picked up an item yesterday. It was one of the final things I got. In and out of the mall, matter of minutes, no problem with the parking, crowds well-behaved, size of the crowds manageable, even maneuverable. Could be a different story now, though, and if you're out there and about to start playing Santa's Little Helper, maybe once you have a chance to catch your breath, pull over, give us a call, and use your hands free, 416-360-0740, or toll free 1-866-744-740. Do you always have a hard time thinking about what to get that certain person? Do you find it harder as the years go by, maybe because they seem to have everything now? Well, on the line, Shira Yaskovich, founder of Handled Concierge Services. Good afternoon, Shira.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
And be honest, are you in line now?
No, but I will be shortly.
Okay. Listen, before answering questions I might have, listeners might have, when and how did you decide to do what you're doing, become a personal shopping concierge?
You know, I launched Handled in August of 2017, and it was really in response to myself having been a really busy technology executive and trying to take care of family and friends and have a life all at the same time, and finding that I just didn't have time at the end of the day to get certain things done, and shopping being one amongst them. So I really just started Handled as a way of filling a gap that I was seeing myself, my family, and my friends really struggle with.
And I guess you can really decide just when to shop, when you're going to do it, how many people you take on, et cetera. So it's not like you're always on the go and that the situation's even worse for you now, basically thinking shopping all the time.
No, well, I'm actually quite happy to be fully on the go, but I do have a really awesome team that works alongside me, and some of them are generalists, I would say more like myself, mm-hmm. where we will shop and go out for just about anything, and then I've got some folks on the team that are very much specialists in different areas. So, you know, we're very happy. We're here to be of service. So, you know, the more the merrier, quite frankly. But it does help that we can organize ourselves and really, instead of this being a task of many, this is what we're here to do. So we can really have a good plan of attack whenever we do go out shopping.
You know, that plan of attack, I think that's rather appropriate when we're about to launch into this. So if someone's caught doing this last-minute rush and they feel like they're running around but they're really not accomplishing anything, maybe almost like a dog chasing its tail, don't have a game plan, where, how should they start?
I think the first thing, honestly, is to just take a beat. Take a step back, sit down, think to yourself, find one thing that is the best way to describe how the person receiving the gift likes to spend their time. What is that person all about? Are they a foodie? Are they into sports? Are they into travel? Think about that. Take, you know, 30 to 60 seconds, jot down a couple of ideas, and that will help narrow your focus. You cannot underestimate, especially when you're under the gun, the power of a plan.
Yeah, because is it the case for some people that they're trying to, I guess, put a square peg in a round hole? They think they know what would be good for that person when they haven't actually given it a great deal of thought? And that could be as a result of panicking at the last minute, too.
Yeah, I think most people, in my experience, most people that are struggling with this are trying to do too much all at once and taking a wider approach, saying, oh, well, I'll just look for something that inspires me But unfortunately, when the environment around you is really crazy, like malls right now are nuts, and you're trying to get something done, you know, on a timeline, that looking for inspiration act can actually serve to just create a lot of noise, right? And I think sometimes that's why the best thing you can do is to just take a really deep breath. It's often much more obvious than you think it is. And, you know, you can just go for something that's a little bit more tailored to the person that you're buying for.
416-360-0740 or toll free 1-866-744-740. If you have a question for Shira Yaskovich, who's founder of Handled Concierge Services, and you have a question as you're maybe running around from mall to mall with that one more item to get for that one individual that maybe all the time is the hardest one to get a gift for. If you didn't hear anything just there and you have something a little bit more specific, call us on one of those lines, and Shira would be happy to answer your questions. Now, when you said to focus, step back, focus on what might be good for that person, I guess personalizing them somehow rather than making it seem like it's just, you know, it could have gone to anyone. I guess that's something that you might suggest for people to try to do to make it more special.
Absolutely. Personalizing gifts is probably my favorite way to call attention to the fact that you really thought about the person. And when I say personalizing, you'd be surprised what you can actually engrave or monogram. I mean, some stuff I've done in the past is personalizing lipsticks in a girlfriend's favorite shade. You can do that. It's really easy. Some places will do it for as little as $8 to $10 in about 10 minutes. So, and you don't have to make an appointment. So it's perfect for a last minute gift. Also, you know, think about monogramming things for guys. So pocket squares or a tie clip or something like that. Or even if you want to give like a great throw for someone's home. Mm-hmm. Those are all things that can be done. A lot of the larger department stores will actually have these services. And, you know, it's like a walk-up service counter. You can do it. You might, you know, these days you might have to wait maybe 30 minutes to get it done, but it's really fast. And it's just a lovely touch, right? Again, you're showing someone that you actually thought about them.
Let's go from personalized and, as you say, one of your favorites to something that might seem less personable. And that's, of course, a gift card, which is an easy out. Wouldn't say a cop-out, but it's just maybe easier for that person. What do you think as far as when it might be appropriate to pull the gift card idea out of your hat?
I think gift cards is an interesting topic because, I mean, there's gift cards as in, hey, there's $100 to Best Buy. And then there's also gift cards that are for things like a great restaurant that the person might love, or an event, or something that is very much, again, along the lines of what the person might love. Maybe it's a spa treatment or something like that. So I think different denominations and different styles of gift card will suit different scenarios. I mean, you're not going to give something that's incredibly personal to your mailman, probably. But someone particularly, you know, let's say who works with you or for you that you spend a lot of time with, you want to show them that you're paying attention, and it doesn't have to have a logo on it. It can just be something that they love to do. Even things like, a gift card or a certificate to go to the Royal Ontario Museum or the AGO, maybe to a favorite exhibit or something like that. You can get all different sorts of gift cards, and it's really, again, just trying to instill a little bit of individual flavor to it.
You mentioned one of the ideas maybe to give a gift card to someone who would appreciate going to their favorite restaurant. I mean, food has just become such a big thing. You mentioned health as well, and health and wellness. I mean, there's just so many options just in looking in those two, three areas where you could come up easily with something that would be appreciated, especially after this hectic time of year, to just be able to chill and go out and have dinner rather than be at home making it, preparing it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that's particularly important around the holidays is that sense of community. And so gifts that allow you to be in and part of the community around you, I think just really add to the holiday spirit overall. If you do want to go down the route of things at home, maybe you want to have a private celebration with your loved ones. There's also, if we're talking about food specifically, there's great home services that will deliver either, let's say, finished meals or actually just deliver the ingredients for you, and then they help you create that special moment for you and your loved ones. Sometimes it's really just about offering someone the ability to get a little bit of help so that they can have the best kind of holiday that they want.
What about digital gifts in this day and age with all the technology? I guess that's a go-to, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I love digital gifts. And one of the reasons is because you can get them for all different ages. And men, women, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of great options out there. I mean, there's things that, you know, audiobooks are really popular with folks. I know, you know, for road trips or, you know, there's huge commute times in, particularly in the GTA, I know a lot of colleagues who use audiobooks. There's great services out there that you can buy subscriptions to that are like a magazine version of an audiobook. So instead of reading the latest Grisham thriller or whatnot, they'll actually be audio versions of, let's say, the New York.
I think we just lost Shira there. Shira Yaskovich. We'll try to get her back there, as she was just explaining with as far as digital gifts, all the possibilities and solutions out there with audiobooks, as well as maybe even subscription services as well for people interested in subscribing to, be it magazines or whatever. But I guess in that case, you would have to make sure that whoever you are thinking of getting for, depending on what the product was, make sure that that product service is able to be delivered to Canada. Okay, Shira, we got you back. Don't know what happened there.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not a problem. Anyway, I know you were just talking about all the ideas as far as with the digital gifts and how you were touching on some of the so many items there with the audiobooks, etc. You were just, before you left
us. Yeah. So, again, I think audiobooks or audio magazines, if you will, I think they're a really great kind of service. I'm also a big fan, if you're anywhere close to being a music lover, things like the Spotify Premium service, which will allow, you know, different streaming services. You can also get them for stations that focus on thrillers and horror movies and films. You can get them for music. Those are great services that, you know, people won't generally buy for themselves, but it's that really lovely touch when they're getting them as a gift. And then there's also some great health and wellness stuff out there, right? So you don't just need, let's say, the technology trackers or things like that. There's a lot of things that you can download. You know, think about if you're someone who's a frequent traveler. Sleeping in hotels is often a really big struggle. So being able to download sound machines and things that will help you with your sleep cycles, or even help you find a local fitness class that you don't have to worry about getting too far to. Those are all really great options that are, I mean, if you want to talk about a great last minute gift, these are downloadable. You can get an email certificate, a gift certificate, if you will, that can either go straight to the person or you can send it directly. So very easy peasy. And they're all really affordable and achievable price points, which I think is the other really important thing. You don't have to break the bank for it to be a great personal gift.
Okay, Shira, we're just going to have you hold here for a second. We have Dorothy from Toronto giving us a call. And you want to talk about homemade gifts, Dorothy?
Well, not homemade gifts. You know, people that are in and they have bad hip and knee and stuff and they're seniors and they're having a hard time sweeping and doing floors. If they give the person for Christmas like a certificate for Molly Maid or yoga classes that they could, as a gift, exercise class or yoga, give them stuff like that to encourage them to go out and do things or to encourage them with their home. Have Molly Maid, like someone come in and help them with the dusting and the sweeping. That's a gift I would love to get.
Dorothy and Shira both, and I think, Shira, you touched on this when we were talking about how does one go about finding that gift for that person. You might have a hard time thinking of what to buy them, or get them, I should say. And Dorothy, right there, I think you basically reiterated the point that Shira made, which is think about the individual, and you obviously have given some thought to areas like that, and you must know of people, including yourself,
I did all my own housework all my life.
Okay, well, maybe we've dropped a hint to somebody.
Well, I hope someone's listening, because I did that at Christmas in Montreal when I was a teenager. I had a regular job, but at Christmas, I was a friend to the head fashion lady at Eaton's, and I used to buy people's gifts. They just give me their list. It was a bunch of us that did it. We had bagatelle outfits, long black velvet hostess skirts and white blouses. And we would go around and get people's gifts, and everyone said, oh, I love the gift you chose, my grandmother or whatever, wife or husband or whatever. And it was fun doing it. I love doing that.
Well, personal shopper before personal shoppers. There you go.
Yep, there you go. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Dorothy. And I was just going to ask you now, Shira, what about... We talk about gifts. What about re-gifting? Is that a no-no?
You know, it's funny. This sort of comes up as a question often, and here's the guidance that I would give. I think you always really need to think about, you need to know your audience, right? You need to really understand why the person gave you a particular gift. You know, if it's a physical thing, sometimes that's a little bit easier to understand. If it was a service, let's say this cleaning service or something that that Dorothy just mentioned, by the way, I love that idea, then you need to think about why they gave you something and perhaps, you know, take it on board. If you want to regift it, I think it's perfectly fine because, you know, there's no sense in having a gift that basically just collects dust either on, you know, the corner of your closet or that sits as a file on your computer. There's the person's investment really is just going to waste at that point. But I do think you need to think about a couple of things when you are regifting. Number one, please remember who gave it to you to begin with, because it's an incredibly awkward moment if you end up regifting it to someone that gave it to you to begin with.
No kidding.
It's very hard to get out of that conversation.
Yeah, there's nowhere to hide.
You know, and one of the things, for instance, if it's a physical gift that was given to you, maybe just put like a sticky note or something on it. That way you keep track of it. You know where it came from. You also want to think about if you're regifting, does the person you're regifting it to know the person who gave you the gift, right? Again, you just want to make sure that you're not turning your nose, if you will, at the person who was thoughtful enough to give you a gift to begin with. But also don't make the same mistake perhaps that person did, which is, are you now giving a gift to someone that won't have a lot of use for it or won't enjoy it,
right?
And they're going to turn around and re-gift it, right?
Right.
So I go back to my really top point, which is take a moment, think about the person you're giving the gift to and what will best suit them.
That's why there are things such as gift receipts, right? Where you can make sure you get that and put that in. Then you don't have to worry about maybe regifting at all. Just say, here, if you're not, in a way you're saying here, if you really, this isn't really what you'd care for, you maybe have enough of those, or just really doesn't suit you, you're not interested, then you maybe go to that same business and just find out, find something else. It's just as nice and takes you out of that potential awkward scenarios that you just outlined.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The key to remember is it's not about the thing.
No.
It's about that someone took a moment out of their day to say, hey, I'd really like so-and-so to have a gift. And they put what they believe to be their best foot forward. And it's really about that. The thing that got gifted or the service that got gifted is secondary to the thought that went into it.
Okay. Shira Yaskovich, founder, Handled Concierge Services. Thank you very much for your time, especially precious on a day like today, I'm sure. Are you still busy today?
Yep. I'll be going till about 6 o'clock tonight. Still okay. Doing some drop-offs.
Oh, still doing drop-offs. So things that you've purchased and you're just playing Santa's little helper now.
I'm playing Santa's elf today.
Okay. And what about your own list? When did you take care of that? Back in August or what?
I got the last of the items on my list done a couple of weeks ago. Not to say that I didn't have some stragglers into December, but I worked really hard this year to get it done. Well, so that I could make sure that I was freed up for Handled.
Well, I tell you, considering all the business your business takes up and how much time that does to get all that done, even if you had a few gifts till into December, I don't think we'll hold that one against you. Anyway, listen, have yourself a Merry Christmas. All the best to you and yours.
Happy holidays to you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being with us. I'm Bob Komsic, sitting in for Libby Znaimer. Some numbers to call, 416-360-0740 or toll-free, 1-866-744-740. And what we're going to do is try to give you some holiday happiness. We're going to have a couple of experts try to help those who might be having a hard time at this time of year. Also would like to hear in the next approximately half hour, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever received, and maybe what's the worst you've ever received? And what about your family tradition when it comes to, be it gift giving for the kids, for adults, Secret Santas, whatever it is, your Christmas tradition? You can give us a call, 416-360-0740 or toll free, 1-866-744-740. You're listening to Fight Back on Zoomer Radio.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.